Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com. Robin Hood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, Courtney. It's Sarah Marshall from Kent Memorial Library.
Hey, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
So social media is our topic of the day.
Yes.
It's not my favorite thing in the world. Tell me how you feel about it.
I am used to it. I feel like it's something that I've been doing for a really long time for libraries. It was part of my job in my first job at the Pleasant Valley Library. We didn't have an Instagram account. I built it up when I was there, and I've done some work for the East Fishkill Library, like, years ago now, helping them with their social media, and now I'm the person that does it for our library.
So I want to hear everything. I want to hear your entire method, what your priorities are. I mean, I use it. We have to use it. We've always used it. Well, you know, always. But since I've been at the library, which is 20 years almost now, we've always had some sort of social media action, but I'd love to hear what your methodology is.
Yeah, so I keep it pretty simple. We stick to mostly Facebook and Instagram because that's where most of our patrons are.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a Twitter or X account, but it wasn't really getting a lot of engagement.
Us too.
So we stopped posting on that. And then we do have a TikTok account, but the staff person that was doing it and was really good at doing it left, so it's kind of been dormant for a few months.
But yeah.
But I do Facebook and Instagram, and I post every day, 7 days a week, because there's so much going on, there's always something to post about, and the consistency really keeps people engaged with their profile, and if they like it, it'll show up more consistently. And I try really hard to post a mix of things. It's like a promotions for programs that are upcoming, especially at like some of our bigger events. Right now I've done stuff for our summer reading prizes almost each week. I do like pretty library pictures because people like those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
what do you mean pretty? Just like random pictures of nice things to look at?
Yeah, so I think like one like I did this week, like there was a really nice sunset over the library, so I took a picture of that and posted it, and everybody was like, oh, it's nice.
Nice.
So I try to like, because our library is pretty on it. Like, I'm biased, but I think it looks nice, and it's worth people like seeing it, especially if they've moved away.
Right. Well, sure. And we, you know, we have a huge community page that's got, mm-hmm. you know, Kent is what, 3,000 plus people, 3,100 people. And our community Facebook page has like 15,000 followers. I'm making that number up, but it's some incredibly way more than the people that live in Kent are interested in what is happening in Kent in this
yeah.
really lovely way that I like. And then someone posts old pictures, and everybody weighs in like, that was my teacher in fourth grade,
oh,
and it's
yeah.
just the sweetest.
I also do a lot of pictures from programs. So, like, people at programs, like last night we had a Reconnect program, which was geared towards people in, like, their 20s and 30s, and we made, like, beaded lizard keychains, which were really fun, and ate
Neat.
A bunch of junk food from the 90s. So, I post, like, that kind of stuff just so people can see, like, I'm not just promoting what's coming up. It's also, like, here's what we've done.
And then, I find the pressure to post every day to be challenging, but it's also getting the content, like, thinking about the content. How
yeah.
do you determine, like, are you going to every event to take these photos? Do you have to have staff members send you things? Do you have a protocol for that?
There's no protocol. I think if staff members take photos during the programs, they'll send them to me, and I'll use them. I love when that happens because it means
yeah.
I don't have to take the pictures. And they're all pretty good about doing that for different programs. Sometimes if I know I can't be at something but I want pictures, I'll ask for them specifically.
Right.
But for the most part, I'd say I take most of the pictures.
Oh, wow.
For it. But I think, like, sometimes we'll do, like, graphics for, like for our summer reading kickoff party that we had. I made, like, a little graphic and a little video and stuff like that. So we use Canva for a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
Interesting. And the other thing that I use Facebook for is also for our programs. So I will post all of our programs except for some of the recurring ones, like the story times and stuff, because those are pretty big. So I was like, we don't need to advertise. But I'll post most of our programs on Facebook as Facebook events. And I found that gets a lot of people interested in signing up, which is cool.
So not just necessarily, we have our Instagram and Facebook linked because it just makes it so much easier. So if we throw something up on Instagram, it will automatically go onto Facebook. But we don't necessarily set up events. So, but you find that makes a difference?
Oh, yeah. Like, there'll be stuff that I'll put on Facebook, and then it'll fill up, and I don't even advertise it, like, in the newsletter because people have found it online.
Yeah. Interesting. Tell me what your thoughts are about one of the issues, of course, with social media, in my perception, is that this is going to sound really snotty, so I apologize in advance, but it takes everybody's opinions into account, even if they're dumb. So do you feel like you have to be an administrator on your own social media in the sense, like, if you see something that is challenging you or anti, like, let's say you take a picture of, I'll give you a good example. This was not a library event. This was an event at another institution, and they did I'll do the library one. Years ago, we did a story hour on the Iditarod, which is an interesting thing, you know, to this fabulous journey across Alaska, right? And we must have posted something about it on our social media, and the backlash from people that weren't even living in Kent, it, like, got legs. And it was, how dare you do this program about this abusive event?
Okay.
Right. And I, you know, I'm like, Balto, you know, like, I'm thinking like the happy stories that I'd read as a children's librarian about Balto. I'd never personally dug deep into what the Iditarod is. And it's controversial. It's like any of those things where animals are doing a job that involves danger, right? And there are absolutely evidence. There's evidence of abuse, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. The point is that the backlash was nasty. What do you do with that?
So for me, it's kind of like a personal rule where, like, I don't know if it's just like growing up in the age of the internet. I know that arguing with people on social media rarely gets you anywhere.
That is true. That is true.
So I will, it's like my personal rule. Like, I won't respond to it if it's on our social media page, because if somebody really feels strongly about it, they know how to contact me. Like, my email is right on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's so easy on social media to react to things and kind of, like, put your opinion out there.
Keyboard warrior.
But I figured, if somebody is really concerned and really wants to talk to me about it, there are very clear ways to contact me.
Do you find, though, how does your board feel about that? There is a risk to creating a negative outside perception of your organization by these other people's opinions of you. How does your board, are they supportive of you just ignoring it?
So, thankfully, it hasn't come up too often, and I believe...
Well, try an Iditarod program.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Test the waters!
Yeah, no, I believe they would be, though, because I feel like, especially because so many of them know that, like, online... You don't know who people really are.
No.
Like, it could be like a bot. It can be like a fake profile. So
right.
I feel like it can be a lot of effort, especially if you have like a big backlash to try and manage it. And if it was something that like a lot of people were very concerned about it, I would go to the board about putting like a statement out, like an official statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think in terms of just responding to like comments,
It's not a good idea from your perspective. And I appreciate that. And I agree with you. I agree with you that it's a time suck, and then you start obsessing, and it's gross.
Yeah.
I think the same thing, Google reviews can be similarly complimentary and or not complimentary when, and we get notices, you know, because every Google business, right, there's a listing, and we'll get a notice that somebody put in a review, and sometimes you look at that and you're like, oh, I don't want that out there. But if you engage, it blows up.
Right, yeah. It's really tricky to know where the line is. And
right.
I think, like you said, if it's like one or two like negative comments or like things that aren't like perfectly positive, I'll usually just be like, oh, that's their opinion. I'll take it into consideration and like
sure
and listen, and if I can adjust things based on it, then I will. But sometimes, you know, people are just grumpy. So
interesting. Well, that I like the fact that you emphasize that it is about persistence and consistency, because I agree. And anything, if you have a habit of it, and it enhances your business. We've got a really active Chamber of Commerce here in Kent, and we've got one business in particular that has a huge social media presence. And they have this incredible list of followers because they post all the time. And they post, they're a coffee/chocolate/candy shop. It's like, it's joyful when you walk in there,
yeah.
And it's literal chaos when you look at the outside. Most of the time, they're not actually posting about anything like that, like regarding their coffee, what they're actually doing. They're just posting funny stuff.
That is a tactic I have seen people use. There's one library system in particular in New York that posts, like, so many memes.
Yeah.
And I follow them because it's funny. So that is totally a tactic.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not always necessarily about content related to your actual product, which I guess is the word for what we're doing, the product. It's sometimes it's just content for content's sake.
Yeah, and I think there's different ways to connect with people, and people will respond to different things. So if they found something that works for them, which it sounds like they definitely have, like,
oh, they're a riot. It's 45 on Main if you want to follow them and get a good laugh with some regularity.
I'll have to look them up.
I find it to be pressureful. Like, it's not a word, but you know what I'm saying. I don't want necessarily to be engaging on social media on a regular basis, and I feel like I would have to hire someone to do it because I just find it all kind of icky. But that's a generational thing, I guess. I'm not that much older than you, but old enough where in the good old days we just talked to people. And if you wanted to show someone's pictures, you just took out a little folded plastic folder and you show them the pictures of your vacation.
Yeah, I think it's, I know, like, personally, like, I don't really use it in my personal life too much, just because, like, I'll keep up with, like, family and friends and things like that. But otherwise, it's just between, like, the AI content that's on there and, like, the ads and everything. I'm
agreed.
Like, this isn't like what I want to see. I just want to see like my aunt's cruise pictures. So.
But do you really? You know,
I do. It looked like they had a great time.
Well, that is nice. And that's funny because I feel like in that way, social media is a connector. It is a way to make sure that people remember, you know, that you exist on the earth, and you may not see them all the time. And in that way, it's a wonderful thing. But it does bring out the trolls, and it again, you know, assumes that everyone's opinion is equally interesting and valuable, and sometimes it's not. But the good parts of it are, I do believe, really, really good. You reach people through social media in a way that you don't reach them through newsletters or through flyers or posters or all those other things that you do, especially because so many people spend the majority of their day in front of a screen one way or another.
Yeah, and I will say, like, so when I worked at Pleasant Valley, we had a fire in, I believe it was 2018, that was really devastating to the building. Mm-hmm. And I had worked on building up our Instagram following. It was like around 4,000, 5,000 followers. I was posting consistently. Like, people were really engaging with the content. And that actually, I feel like it made a difference because, like, when I posted, like, our building is burning, like, people responded, like, globally, which was wild. We had people from, like, Scotland reaching out.
Wow.
We had people, like, across the country who had never been to our library before but liked it because it reminded them of their childhood library.
Sure, donating
to help us rebuild. Like, so that was, like, something that really reinforced to me the power of positive connection and how, like, if you connect with people and you're in trouble, like, they will reach out and help you. And now they have a beautiful, beautiful library. They did a great job rebuilding.
Yeah.
But that was, like, a really powerful, like,
lesson.
This is, like, the power of good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I think that's a good thing to think about.
It's not all. It's not all bad.
No, it's not, and I know that. I'm being a curmudgeon. I'm being a not the get out of my yard, kids. I'm being kind of a crusty old bear. Tell me what you're reading. We have to wrap up. We're gonna get in trouble. Tell me what you're reading. Something good?
Yeah. So I actually just finished this book. I See You've Called In Dead by.
Oh my God! I loved it so much.
It was so good.
I had to put it down because I couldn't read it anymore because I couldn't stop crying, and all I wanted to do was let it last forever.
Yes, me too.
I loved it.
It was like one of those rare books where it has you crying in one
and laughing,
and like laughing in the next.
I know. He writes for The New Yorker. He's a riot. Oh, I literally love that book. I read it on vacation last week.
That's my book of the month pick for next
month. I'm with you 100%. 100%. I loved it so much. I've told everyone I know about it. I just adored it. The one sitting on my desk, which I will be picking up probably this weekend, is Everything is Tuberculosis.
I read that too.
Yeah. Well, supposedly that's not quite so happy. You know,
it's not definitely not as happy, but thought-provoking.
And he's a great writer. I like John Green. All right. Well, we're reading cool stuff. I'm glad to hear that my book that I loved is also loved by you.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. All right, cool. Anything exciting coming up for you guys?
I think our big thing coming up, well, just summer reading in general
is
happening.
Us too. And then, chaos, literal chaos.
Yes. We have our end of summer reading party on August 9th from 11 to 12. We're having Charlie in the Bubble Factory come and do a bubble show for us. So
that sounds
pretty
fun. Yeah, we've got some cool Great Gatsby stuff this summer for adults. And then, summer reading for kids. There's something it feels like every minute, but that's the way I like it. I like chaos and I like noise. I was the one who got in trouble for yelling in the library yesterday. So, all right, we should go. Thank you for a good chat.
All right, as always, take care.
You too.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut. Underwriting support for Between the Stacks comes from Lakeville Books and Stationery, 329 Main Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, offering a wide selection of illustrated books, fine writing needs, and more. On the web, lakevillebooks.com.